Senator Richard Blumenthal joins us back on the show. And Senator, I saw you were in Hartford this week and talking about the recent ICE raids that have taken place in Connecticut and surrounding states. Thank you for coming back on the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, as always.
So, Senator Blumenthal, I'm going to kind of skip saying if you're for or against, you know, what's going on with ICE across the country, because I'm not putting words in your mouth, but I heard the press conference and I know that here in Connecticut, I'd say the majority party is against what ICE has been doing. We did learn in the last 24 hours, though, that this was part of a massive operation that ICE had been working on, not just in Connecticut, but in neighboring states like Massachusetts. And they were arresting people who have committed crimes outside of just being here illegally. And so I wanted to ask you how we strike that kind of a balance and understanding the role of ICE agents, but also, you know, balancing what the Connecticut majority has said are the values, the core values of our state.
Let's first take the ICE operation. I'm very much in favor of deporting and detaining dangerous criminals who are here illegally. I think there should be common consensus on the need to apprehend and process out of the country people here illegally who are dangerous, whether they have committed crimes or are charged credibly with crimes and have a criminal history, they ought to be deported. My focus has been on some of the tactics that have been used detaining people who have committed no crimes and are here legally, such as the Afghan refugee who has been imprisoned in Plymouth. I visited him the other day. He aided our troops in Afghanistan. He was promised safety for himself and his family in this country because he has a target on his back in Afghanistan. He was seized by masked, unmarked ICE agents as he was applying for a green card. He was in an official government office, having made an appointment, and he has committed no crime. He's here illegally. That was true as well of Representative Corey Paris, who ICE said in a post to the Department of Justice, charge him. Well, Corey Paris committed no crime, and ICE has simply inflamed some of the hate and venom that you and I have both decried on the internet by these kinds of posts. So it's the tactics, the unmarked and unidentified agents and cars, the seizure of individuals, the wearing of masks without reason. I understand the need to keep their identities confidential, but where they need to identify themselves, as with any police officer or law enforcement official, that's appropriate. So it's some of the tactics that have been used by maybe rogue agents, and that's what I've decried.
Mm. I think a lot of that, Senator Blumenthal, when you take politics out of it, I do think there's a lot that people should be able to agree upon. You know, I do think sometimes the rhetoric gets lost in the shuffle when we say that we agree that ICE is doing the job of removing people who are criminals, are doing illegal acts. I mean, when I look at some of the people who were, you know, I would say arrested in this 4-day operation, according to ICE, these were violent crimes. These were offenders who were involved in other serious crimes, charged or convicted in the U.S., serious histories of violent acts.
Part of drug cartels.
Correct. So, like, so I'm with you. I agree. I think that, and to some degree, Senator Blumenthal, to echo what you were saying, I feel like we're trying to clean up a mess that's been here for a very long time, and quite frankly, has been enabled for a long time by our country, both by Republican and Democratic leadership. And I think we're trying to clean up something overnight when Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, but this is where I think the rhetoric gets kind of in the muddy waters. To your point, I don't think when you watch the videos out of Norwalk and Stanford and some of those arrests, I mean, they're brutal. But I also think, like, when we say that no one's doing anything wrong, but they are here illegally, that is against the law. Now, do they need to be detained the way that we're seeing? I think it's a little extreme. So that's where I do feel like I wish we could come to more of a compromise, even as our state, we're so divided on this. Like, to your point, the Republican Party here in Connecticut was absolutely appalled by what happened to Representative Paris. They were immediately upset about it, said it was completely inappropriate, not okay, against it. But they do feel like, listen, are we happy that that criminals were taken off our streets? Yeah. But I don't see where we're coming to that compromise. Does that make sense?
Well, you're right that the reality gets lost in the rhetoric. Point number two, I was gratified, and I said it publicly yesterday at our press conference, that the condemnation of what happened to Corey Paris was bipartisan. Point number three, I think we should have a common consensus that we need border security. It's something you and I have discussed repeatedly. I'm in favor of border security. It was part of the bipartisan comprehensive immigration reform that we did in 2013. And I'm in favor of taking criminals off the streets, whether they are here legally or illegally. What I think really disturbs Americans is somebody wearing a badge, whether it's a federal or a state law enforcement official, in effect, using excessive force, betraying the trust, abusing the position. And you know who it offends most is our responsible law enforcement officers, our police, our FBI, who go to work every day and they put their lives on the line and they follow the rules. This kind of cowboy throwing people to the ground, and by the way, in that Norwalk incident, severely injuring someone with a gash on the head. He's now in Rhode Island. He needs medical attention. And he was taken out of his truck, thrown to the ground, and handcuffed, I believe, and taken immediately to be detained without access to a lawyer. You know, it's those kinds of tactics that give law enforcement a bad name, and frankly, give ICE a bad name, perhaps unjustifiably in the view of the responsible ICE agents out there. But this agency needs some leadership that will force it to follow the rules, because it has an important function in the Department of Homeland Security and has to be made accountable.
I agree. I think the only thing, though, Senator Blumenthal, which I don't know if Connecticut shot itself in the foot with this, is that we've made it impossible to even assist ICE. We've essentially said that we don't agree with ICE. So regardless of what you just said, our state, at least from the governor and the attorney general and the majority in Hartford, we don't agree with ICE. We don't agree with their operations. We don't agree really with their presence in Connecticut at all. We say it'll keep kids from going to school. It'll keep people from wanting to come out of their homes. I mean, we've made it very clear that we're one of the states that don't ever want to see ICE agents show up. And to the point that we're saying, we also don't want any of our police officers assisting. And part of me feels like I understand what you're saying, as in I understand what the state is saying, but at the same time, don't we think we could have a better handle on how these operations happen if our own local law enforcement could know when people are coming, could know what they're working on from the inside, could help in facilitating doing it correctly? And I don't know if that's even the right answer, because, of course, they're going to then get backlash. But I just think we've created such a division that ICE has now gone to the extreme that I think is inappropriate, to your point. But we've made it where it's like us versus ICE. And both sides, I think, are kind of extreme on this versus, again, coming to some kind of a consensus, including having our own law enforcement kind of step in and go, hey, you're out of control. Tell us what the mission is. Let us help facilitate it in a humanly way, because we care about the residents of our towns and cities, so on and so forth.
I'll let the governor and the attorney general speak for themselves. But, you know, there are as many different immigrant situations as there are immigrants. And a person who's been here for, let's say, 20, 25 years, has married, had children who are here legally, has a job, has paid taxes, Social Security number, going to a court to report a crime, let's say a crime by someone else, and risking seizure by masked agents without identifying themselves. I think that certain places, perhaps for someone who has committed no crime, ought to be perhaps out of bounds under some circumstances for ICE agents, churches, schools, doctor's offices, courthouses. You know, there is room for debate, as I agree with you. Criminals who've violated the law, they should be arrested and detained. If they're here illegally, they ought to be deported. So I think these judgments should be made on an individual basis, but the exaggerated or inflamed rhetoric, I think we can all agree, simply leads to violence, mm-hmm. which is all too common today.
Right. No, and I don't disagree with you, Senator Blumenthal. I do question, and again, this isn't me saying, you know, for or against what has happened, but I do think, you know, when I first started learning about the ICE operations that were going to happen, you know, nationwide, you know, the fact that Connecticut, before even knowing, like, so to me, when you hear about an operation like we just heard, you know, 65 people arrested, not just in Connecticut, but across the Northeast, it sounds like, in this huge operation that was going on, I think by us saying, hey, we're going to have nothing to do with that, we don't condone it, we're not for it, it sort of leaves us in a vulnerable position where we can't then say, well, let us know when you're coming. Well, you've told us that you're not going to work with us. And so to me, I'm not saying I'm for ICE being as aggressive as they are. You know, the masking thing, you know, I hear the argument of, oh, like, would you want to have an ICE agent in your family without having a mask on? Well, I look at police officers who don't wear masks. And to your point, it becomes kind of wild, wild west out there. But I do think we've made a position in Connecticut that's, we're not for you. We're not going to support you getting people who are, you know, violent or could be a problem in Connecticut. We're just going to not touch that. And I think that that's created some of the chaos that's gone on, at least in Connecticut, because we want nothing to do with it, nor are we willing to let our law enforcement even be included in trying to get those operations better under control.
You know, we need to take a step back. Obviously, crime has very few supporters in Connecticut or anywhere. And most of my career, frankly, has been devoted to law enforcement in one form or another. I was U.S. attorney in Connecticut, the chief federal law enforcement officer, and then attorney general for 20 years. So I have infinite respect for the men and women who put on uniforms and wear badges or who operate undercover. And sometimes that has to be done and it's appropriate. So I think that we need a more thoughtful and rational approach, and agree with you that criminals who are part of cartels or organized crime or just commit murders or other kinds of crimes should be apprehended and deported if they're here illegally. They have no place here.
Senator Blumenthal, thank you for having this conversation, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me, Melissa.